This is Scenic Roots, talking writing. Our guest is Eric Turner, a self-described acoustic singer and songwriter. E.T., as he's known to almost everyone, has also been a member of a number of different bands in which he's played keyboards as well as guitar. In his SoundCore bio, he says, "I sing, play guitar, bass, keys, looping pedals, and a little drums. Not all at the same time. That would be ridiculous." But as you'll hear, that hasn't stopped him trying. By way of introduction, this is a song E.T. wrote about growing up in Rossville, Georgia.
Driving into my hometown, I see the houses on the hill. Almost like they're looking down on the streets that tried my will. On the boulevard of porn and shoes and the annual parade, it's where I learned of God and booze and the first time I got laid. Over there's the barber shop that used to cut my hair, and up the road's where life was at until it got unfair. I don't get by mama's grave too much beside her on the hill. It's Papa Hood, it worked this town for the people and that mill. I wish that I'd known what I know now when I was growing up in Rossville. I'd probably make the same mistakes that I always did, like a broken down old mill. This town has seen some better days. It's been way too long, but I'm back to finish a dream I had about writing down this song. Almost like an act of God that brought me back again, back to the place I lost my way with years turned black as sin. When I hit it out, it was drugs and hate. There was never going back. I ran upstate to get away. Instead, my demons stacked. I spent years chasing pain, replaced everything with drink. It took living dead to prove myself. I didn't know how to think. I wish that I'd known what I know now when I was growing up in Rossville. Make the same mistakes that I always did. It's like a broken down old mill. This town has seen some better days. I've been away too long, but I'm back to finish a dream I had about writing down this song. Are very different now. I've had some time for growing up, fellowship my way to sanity, but somehow I am still messed up. It took twice the time I wasted to find out who's inside of me. I just wanna make my mama proud. I feel like she can see me while I'm here beside her grave. I ain't ashamed of where I come from. Sometimes in the dreams I had about writing down this song. This song. wasted to find out who's inside of me. Now I just wanna make my family proud when they look down on me.
Our guest, Eric Turner, E.T., and his wife decided rather than have children, they would have dogs. It was the loss of one of his dogs, in fact, that prompted E.T. to stop writing songs in the last year about the challenges of living in the pandemic. So at what point did you stop writing songs specifically about living in the pandemic?
Well, I think probably the last couple of songs that I've written were kind of after we lost Chase, our dog, and that kind of, it focused me on a different kind of heartbreak, I guess, if you will. You know, so it was, you know, it kind of compounded it. So when we lost Joey, it was 2 years ago, March 13th. And when we lost him, I dealt with my grieving of losing him by going out, going to shows. I was going out every night, staying out late, sleeping, getting up, doing what I had to do, whatever responsibilities, and then leaving the house again. And you just can't escape this time. She passed this past November. So it was like I had to grieve in a whole different way. I don't do well with death. I try to, not like I try to avoid it or avoid thinking about it or dealing with it, but I prefer to deal with it later instead of just head on, you know. Just always been that type of person. So I had to really deal with her passing head on, and it kind of took away the, oh, poor me, I'm stuck at home in isolation, to, oh, poor me, my best friend's gone, you know. So I guess pretty much every song that I wrote up until, four or five songs that I wrote up until she passed, they all had something to do with either being stuck at home or missing what I was missing out on, you know.
It just occurred to me that in some ways, the arc of the pandemic is a bit like the grieving process. I think we probably all entered the pandemic the same way you enter grieving, denial, and then the rest of those stages that they've identified, you know.
Yeah.
I think in some ways, we've all grieved over the last year for in addition to the loss that you're talking about, the sort of greater loss that we all share.
Life, you know? As we know it.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of hard not to write about that, I guess.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because if you're like me anyway, that's how I deal with my feelings. Mm. You know, I even with grief, you know, or dismay or being overjoyed about something, you know, I'll write a song about it. And luckily, I had that kind of outlet during all this. There's a lot of people that have zero outlets. All that their outlet is Netflix, you know, which there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not a true, I wouldn't be able to get out what I needed to get out in that way. You know, I have to put it into words and song as far as trying to put the feeling into it, trying to create something where somebody can identify with what I'm going through, you know. Mm. Because I think in the end, when I write a song, it's for me, but I want somebody to identify, not so that they can be like, oh, I identify with you, you're great, you did this for me, but more so that if somebody hears a song, they identify with it, and it helps them the way that it has helped me to write it, you know. Like, I've got a song that I rarely perform live that is about losing my mother. And the reason I don't perform it live, there's two. One main reason is I usually get very emotional when I play it, even if I prepare myself. Two, people in the audience get very emotional when I play it. And there's nothing like looking out into the audience and seeing that you're making somebody cry. And it's not a cry, it's not a joyous cry. They're missing their mom or whoever they're missing. That, I've had people come up to me after playing that song and just, it's a great feeling to know that somebody can identify with it, but it's heartbreaking to know that somebody has to identify with it, you know? But that's, you know, I think that's why I write. I get the things out, and then, you know, hopefully the reason that I share what I write is that somebody else will hear it and be like, oh, well, that kind of makes me feel better about this, that I'm not alone in this, or maybe there's some kind of answer to something in there or something. But yeah, it's the only way I know how to deal with stuff like this, especially a pandemic. I mean, the pandemic took away not just the way that I made a living, you know, but it took away my social life, you know. And I'm a pretty social person. I'm a social introvert, you know, if that makes any sense.
Well, how does that play out? You prefer to socialize in small groups?
I really can socialize with anybody, you know. I don't really think that I'm like better or think in a different way than other people, but I just, there's very few people that I can actually talk to. You know, I can have a good time with anybody. I can fit in anywhere. I can hide my social anxieties and just walk up and talk to people, you know, and all that. But at the same time, I'm like, there's nothing for me here, you know. Sometimes I'll be having a great time and I'll be just like, I'm going to go home because this is boring. You know, there's nothing really happening, you know, other than people, especially since I stopped drinking. You know, the real challenge is when you're out and somebody's having a really good time and you're loving that they're having a really good time, but you can't understand what the hell they're talking about, you know, and you're just like, please stop talking to me so close, you know. But anyway, that's...
Well, it's interesting that you feel that way, and yet when you write these songs, you're delving deep inside yourself to write these songs.
Yeah. Well, that's a good observation, because I haven't really thought about it too much in the way that it's not easy. It would not be easy for me to just tell people that mm-hmm. I'm feeling these ways, mm-hmm. you know. So I guess in that respect, yeah, it is kind of odd that I'm putting things into song that I really wouldn't feel comfortable about talking with a lot of people about, or feel comfortable that people would understand where I'm coming from. It's amazing how music just levels the playing field, you know, and puts everybody kind of on the same plane.
Care to share a couple of songs?
Yeah, sure. I'll play you the latest song that I've written. This one's kind of a song about looking in the mirror and deciding that you're going to be unstoppable, and despite all the failures. You know, we were just talking before we started recording about how important failure is in the process, you know. How much more of a sign do you need than getting knocked back down to your knees? How will I overcome these troubles that have troubles in me? Don't wanna be here, just lying down, giving up and following frown. Don't have the confidence to even have a night on the town. Tall, even when facing down, the enemy lives in me now. I wasn't able to see fighter in me till I believed unstoppability. Passing on, for it's all that is gone, that it's gone. How much more of a sign do you need than getting back up off your knees? Get up and overcome these troubles that trouble me. time. Standing tall, even with facing down the enemy that we fight is called doubt. Say it again, ain't no quitting me now that I'm able to see the fighter in me, 'cause I believe unstoppability.
Usually play solo, but that sounds like a song that would be played by a band.
A lot of the stuff that I write with in the back of my mind, I hear the band playing along. But yeah, most everything that I play is acoustic solo.
Yeah. But you've been in a band before.
Yeah. Generally, when I'm in a band, I play a different instrument than my main instrument. Like the last two bands I've been in, I played bass. A current band that I'm in that, we've only practiced a couple times, like three times because of the pandemic, but Bastronaut, I play keys in that, and that's something I have the ability to do, but I don't play keyboards very often.
Do you sing with the band?
No, not at all. Yeah, well,
how could somebody bring you into a band and not have you sing?
Well, if you heard this band, you would totally understand.
Why, the guy that sings, has that got that good a voice?
No, he's great, but it's more of a, it's not really even like a screaming type of deal, even though he does, and it's not really like a growling type of deal. It's kind of like, I don't know if you know Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, the Mike Patton-ish kind of singing where, you know, you could be singing real smooth at one time and then, blah, 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 you know. But yeah, it's... check it out, Bastronaut. Whenever things come back around, we're playing shows again, we're definitely going to be out. It's a good time. I call it circus metal, you know, because it's kind of circusy. It's really metal, but it's got a funky element to it, and it's not a... I think it's something that everybody can enjoy, unless you're only into classical music or something, then you definitely wouldn't enjoy it.
But for you, that's making music a whole different way, right? That's not expressing how you're feeling in terms of...
Right,
your lyrics and so on.
Right, it's just fun. It's just me having fun, you know. And I welcome that, you know. I mean, I'm serious about being in the band. I love the band. I love the guys. I like what they're doing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in it. But especially with this one, it has given me a lot. Well, number one, it's really challenging. It's something that I haven't done in a long time. Keyboards is not something that I, up until I joined the band, that I'd even practiced in years. You know, I had keyboards there, but it was more for playing stuff, looping it, playing along to it, you know. But it's been really challenging, but it's a lot of fun. And it's a lot less responsibility, too. You can, if and when we play live shows, you know, I'm going to actually be able to get up there and have fun and just do my thing instead of being like, oh, I don't forget these lyrics, you know.
Yeah. What are the keys that you play? Is it piano or an organ?
Piano. Really, it's a keyboard, but mostly what I am playing is an organ sound, you know, or some kind of synthesizer sound or whatever. There's a little bit of piano sound in there, but that's one of the things. I'm actually, in one of the songs, I'm playing two different keyboards. And for me, for a keyboard player, it's not that big a deal. And the stuff that I'm playing is very, anybody who plays keyboards could pick it up very, very easily. Mm. But for me, like I play by ear. So I can't read music. So I have to learn things as they are. And generally, if you show me how to do something, I'll just learn it that way, and then it's in there forever, you know, after practicing, of course. But yeah, it's been challenging, like I said, but I look forward to playing the shows because it's really going to be let it all hang out, just have fun.
It will be the first time you play, I'm sure.
I'm not playing the most technical parts of the stuff, so if I screw up, it's not going to be as glaring a screw up as if the guitar player screws up, you know.
So you're playing two different keyboards, one with your left hand, one with your right hand.
Yeah.
Is that anything like playing the guitar, where you play with your left hand and your right hand, you're thinking about two different things?
It is like that. It is like that, but it's, and I thought that would kind of help me when it, because they, this particular song, I was like, there's two different keyboards playing at the same time. And he's like, well, you don't have to really worry about that. You, this is the main part we want you to play. But in my head, I'm like, well, it sounds like that on the recording, and it would really sound good to be playing both. So I kind of forced myself to learn both. But with the guitar, I'm only fingering chords with one hand. I'm just strumming with the other. With the keyboards, you're fingering chords with both hands, and my brain it more operates in the guitar area. So it was a little different, but yes, it is sort of the same, playing, doing two different things with two different hands, but just in a different way. It's like playing drums. I play a little bit of drums too, and I actually have had me and the singer from the Unsatisfied, Eric Skelf, we had a little project called Jeet, J-E-E-T. It was both of our initials put together, but it was a two-person thing. He was singing, and he would play a little bit of guitar, which was outside of what most people see from him. But I was playing keyboards. I was running it through a looper, so we would have beats. I would play keyboards. One song, I played keyboards, bass, and guitar on the same song. Like, I would just switch instruments out and stuff, and it became just work. You know what I mean? Like, I love the music we were creating, and it was very creative stuff. It was, but it was just work. I got to where it was just, I didn't really enjoy it, because it was like, I just, the whole time, instead of being able to feel the music and get into it, I was like, I have to remember to push this button this time.
We're running out of time, and I'd like for you to do at least one more song.
Okay. I'm going to do this one. This is called Tao of Chase. We were talking earlier about balance being a part of life, and this is one of the hardest things, losing my dog, that I'd ever been through. Every time it happens, it's one of the hardest things I've been through, you know. But anyway, this is called Tao of Chase. Doesn't make. I can't let myself, I can't make myself let go. Just don't know how to, didn't want to see you go. To choose who I keep and who I lose. I won't say. would comfort me on my hardest days. But I don't get to choose who I keep and who I lose. No, we don't get to choose. Keep and who we lose.
Eric Turner. He'll be playing and singing as soon as the opportunities arise again. He'll also be playing keyboards with Bastronaut, and his wife has been learning to play drums. He thinks it's just a matter of time before she'll be ready to begin playing gigs in town with him. Everyone is waiting, poised for the end of the pandemic. This is Scenic Roots, talking writing.